David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hi, this is Stacey from The Advisor, and today I'm very excited because we have a very special guest today on our show. This is Eureka Carlson, and she is a spiritualist, and she also works with people, helping people through depression and suicide, and she's authored a book that she's going to tell us a little about today. She has a lot of really great information to share with us, so I'm going to give the table to Eureka. And tell everybody a little about yourself and what you do. I'm very excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for coming.
And thank you for having me, Stacey. I'm really looking forward to this also. I felt the energy way before this call, so I'm really excited to be here. And thank you also, you who are here and listening. So what do I do? Who am I? I think that's like these, you know, two big existential questions. And hopefully I am somebody that is evolving all the time. So at the moment, I am a mom of two teenagers. I am an international author. I've written 5 books in 2.5 years. I am a yoga therapist, a soul coach, and a spiritual healer. So this is what I aid people with. And it started actually in my own journey as I... The year 2008, I found myself in a very, very dark space. I was depressed. I was suicidal. I had anxiety attacks. I had so many weird stress-related problems. And I just didn't even realize that I was sick, that I was, you know, that I was suffering from mental illness. So everything that I do today is tools that I know works, because obviously I'm here, otherwise I would have been dead a long time ago. So I only teach what I'm doing myself. So it's been a long both professional and personal journey to realize, you know, that why we are here, because each and one of us, we were talking a little bit before, each and every one of us, we have our different mission, right? Mm-hmm. But most of us, we're not even aware of our mission or how to be aligned on who we are on the soul level.
Yes.
And I also truly believe that, like, when I was depressed and suicidal, for me, obviously at the time, it was like a huge struggle and a huge challenge.
Yeah.
But I truly believe that challenges are disguised gifts. Mm-hmm. So regardless of what we are experiencing in our lives, it's the soul's way to tell us that we have the opportunity to stay put, or we have the opportunity to grow, as you mentioned yourself have done also. So I truly believe that we are free souls, you know, with free choices. And then it's up to us how we use these choices. And most of us, unfortunately, we have a lot of stress and unresolved traumas and unexpressed emotions. I call them frozen emotions in our energetic system. So this means that we are governed from only 5% of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, 95% of unconscious programs that governs us. So every time where we have the opportunity to transmute lower vibrational and unconsciousness into higher vibrational consciousness, mm-hmm. I think, you know, that's the way we change the world, one soul at a time.
I think it's very important to be in tune with yourself. You know, I think, you know, so many times, especially when you brought back a good point, is that when you go sometimes through mental illness, you don't realize that you're actually going through it. You know, I've had many friends too, you know, that were, you know, when it was brought up to them that, you know, they noticed the changes in their behavior, they weren't headed down a good road and they wanted them to go for help. They were either in denial, or they were fearful of the change. They didn't want to face it because, you know, for many, change is very scary, you know. And did you find yourself, when you were going through these events in your life, Were you in a denial at one point, or did you just not
I
even realize?
did. I did. I was just in my headspace all the time, and oh my gosh, I slept so poorly. Like, my first book is actually about my journey back home to my heart. It's called 2:47 a.m. The Journey Home to My Heart. I just want
Yeah, please do.
to. So, 2:47 a.m. The Journey Home to My Heart, where I, in a very raw and authentic way, describe my journey from mental illness. And yes, I was in denial because when I went to the doctor and I, just was telling her a little bit on how I felt, because I kept most of it to myself. I didn't tell
Yes.
anybody actually that I was depressed and suicidal. I just told everybody that I was really tired, and I was a mom to two really young kids also. So at the time when I was in denial, the doctor told me that, oh my God, you are really, you're really low in energy, and you are really, it sounds really serious. You must be home from work. And I was like, no, I don't feel sick. Like, I don't have a cold or a fever or anything. So I really didn't realize that I was in such a mess that I was, on the verge of killing myself.
Yeah. And what made you learn to accept that you actually had an illness, that you actually are going through the depression and the suicidal thoughts? What was that awakening like for you? How did you really get to that point where you realized, wait a second, this is not right. I there's something going on. Or, and then you learned about your depression and you learned about, the suicidal thoughts you were going through and how to cope with them. What was that turning point like that made you actually get on that pathway?
Thank you. A great question. So, for me, it was a very long, like, downward spiral, as I told you already, that I didn't
Yeah.
even realize. So, every night for a decade or more, like, I only slept 15 minutes per night, hence the title of
Wow.
my book. I woke up 2:47 a.m. every morning after only 15 minutes of sleep. And every night I woke up
Oh my
from
goodness.
horrible nightmares where I was murdered. There was so much blood. I was slayed, and I woke up with silent screams and this blood taste in my mouth. And I was really, really disorientated. I didn't know where I was, and these horrible, horrible dreams were still, on my retina, in
Yeah.
the memory of my eye. So I was disorientated, and then when I looked up and I saw the alarm clock saying 2:47 a.m., and then I knew that I had only slept for 15 minutes per night, because the last time I looked, it was 2:32, right?
Right.
So I never told my husband at the time that I was murdered next to him every night. I never told anybody. I'm a Swede. We are taught at a very young age to suppress, not to be too
Yes.
much. We are also taught with a mindset like, who do you think you are? So this
Yeah.
is a mindset that is sort of shaping us into become Swedes,
Right.
right? So obviously, if I go back many, many, many years, I'm an intuitive empath. I'm a highly sensitive person, but I didn't know this at the time,
Right.
so my antenna was out all the time. I
Mm-hmm.
felt everybody's emotions all the time, and it was overwhelming. So I started to suppress a lot. I started to, put a lot of masks and playing a lot of like parts or having roles in my own ensemble. I would be the good girl, the funny girl, the pretty girl, etc., etc.
Yeah.
But inside of me, it was like chaos, and I started to hate myself. I started to feel so much self-contempt and self-disdain, so I couldn't even look into my own eyes.
Wow.
So one of my turning points was when I actually told my husband that I'm so tired. I really, really need to go away, because I was so sensitive of light and sound. So I was like, itching and twitching all the time, like a drug addict.
Yeah.
My mental abilities were all gone. I couldn't remember anything. I nearly put the house on fire so many times because I forgot the stove, etc., etc.
Right.
I forgot my own kid. So the turning point was when I leave to the Swedish archipelago because I wanted some peace and quiet. So I am there. It's a beautiful winter's day. The sun is shining and it's, you know, beautiful snowflakes out in the beautiful nature. And there I feel this enormous pressure like inside of me. It's like a volcano that is about to erupt in a million pieces. And it scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So at the time, I have a lot of eating disorders as well. So I walk out into the forest, you know, counting calories, where I sort of feel something move within me. And I'm really, really scared. So I try to suppress it and I walk even faster.
Yeah.
Try to distract myself. And then it's like I hear this.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Snap. And I get this immense pain in my chest. It's like a dagger, a knife straight into my heart. So I sort of gasp for air and I press my hands to hold on to my heart because it feels it's going to be shattered in 2 million pieces.
Yeah.
And I'm falling to the snow and I can feel this thing, whatever it is, rising. And then I hear like another snap. And it's like from a long distance, I hear this horrible, this animal in, you know, like a primal scream or an animal that's about to die.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified. Like, not only am I going to die here from this heart attack that I'm having in the snow, nobody knows where I am. I didn't get to say goodbye to my kids. So I'm going to die alone in the woods with this chest pain that I'm having. But I'm also going to be eaten by some kind of, you know, horrible beast.
Right.
And so all these amazing and horrifying sounds surrounding me in the forest and like echoing until I realize that these sounds are my own, like coming from a space within me that I didn't know existed. And then at the same time, it's like I'm starting to cry so much. It's like, you know, bursting down. So I'm lying there in fetus position, clutching to my heart with all these howling and grunting and horrifying noises, and I'm crying. And then when I come back many hours later, when I come back to my senses, everything is like pitch black. So I know that I've been lying there for many hours. So it's pitch black, but it's like all my senses are heightened. So I can hear the snowflakes falling. I can see the different shapes and forms in the pitch dark black.
Yeah.
And for the first time ever, I can only describe it as like a stillness in expansion. There was no thoughts. There were no monkey mind. There were no worries, no fears, nothing. It was just like pure peace, this stillness in expansion. So that was the big turning point for me, realizing that if I continue to live the way that I do, and I hate myself, and I have all these things within me, then I'm going to kill myself, then I'm going to be dead. And
yeah.
I'm of no use to my small kids if I'm dead, right?
Right.
So I realized that otherwise I'm going to continue to do what I do, or I need to do something differently. And I had no clue
right
what to do or how to do it. Like, I literally didn't have a clue. But eventually I got little pieces of the puzzle, you know, like, so I followed the thread, and here I am.
That's amazing. That is truly amazing. I think sometimes you have to hit rock bottom in order to actually to work your way back up. You get to a point in your life where you know that this is the end. It's either you make a choice, either you work on yourself and you get better. And you just you make the initiative, whatever changes you have to do, whoever you have to talk to, you do it. And or else, you know, it's the other path. And if you don't want, if you and you have to realize that we all are valuable. We all have something beautiful to give this world. And I think sometimes that's the problem, is that so many people think they're unworthy. So many people don't realize how much true potential, how special they are, how they can give back to the world so much, because they don't feel good about themselves. And it's opening that person's eyes and making them see that, you know, there's more to life than the life they're living at this moment, and that they can change themselves. Change is possible. And we,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And I also believe that, I can only speak for myself, but for many of my clients, is that I personally had many warning signs before. Like Niall, afterwards, I could see the warning signs, I could hear them, I could feel them, but I just ignore them, because I wasn't taught to listen to my body. I wasn't taught to experience, you know, if I got sick, I just took some pills and then I was off to work. I think many people does that, because we are so programmed also to be human doers instead of being human beings, right?
Yeah.
And we always have to perform, to do, to take on another project. We need to develop, we need to have higher education, we need to move forward, et cetera, et cetera. We need to be the best versions of ourselves. But in our Western world, I'm a yoga therapist, so in our Western world, these energies aren't anchored within the body. It's like, only many people are living in the head space, in the mental space, where we are problem solvers. We think ahead, and we can even hear it in the language. We're moving in the ascending, the masculine flow. But most of us, when we feel pain, then we distract or numb ourselves, or we are stressed, you know, living our lives in matrix. So we distract and numb ourselves. And there's millions of ways to distract yourself, because everything we can use, we can also abuse, right?
Yes.
So most of us, even though that we want to have different lifestyles, or that we are not happy, most of us, we are not connected and listening to our inner wisdom in, you know, how to make this change. So my metaphor is always like, I have this beautiful garden, but it's full of weed, right? So there's no space for growth. So first I need to pull these weeds with the roots up, and then I can create space in my garden, and then I have the space to plant the seeds that I want to have.
Right.
But I need to do the inner work first. I need to pull out all these unconscious programs, these stored emotions, fears, shame, hatred, frustration, grief, etc. All these that we all have as human beings, which is part of our, you know, soul's journey, to be aligned with who we are. And as we talked about also, to use our challenges as disguised gifts. But we need to pull out these roots of the weeds first, because there's, and as much as I want to expand, I need to move inwards.
Yeah.
I can't, like, this is also how energy works. I can't expand and be successful and happy out here if it's not anchored within me.
Yeah.
It is like this arrow, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I want to move forward, I need to pull the string back first, so then it can fly away. It's the same with growth and with changes. We need to change from within first, and then we can do the changes outside of us.
Oh, definitely. You know, I think that's, you know, what people's biggest problem is that they don't realize that they have to go work within themselves in order to be able to become that better person. And it's really digging deep inside yourself, where your mind, body, and spirit connect as one. Because when you're not connected, you really can't function properly. And that's where the problem begins. But if you know, when everything is all aligned and everything is working in sync, you know, you start to see life in a whole different way. And, you know, and you start to really become a better person overall. You'll start to see life differently. You'll start to look at people differently. Your self-esteem will become, you know, higher. You'll begin to gain more resilience, you know, and positivity, and you'll start to feel more positive. And I think positivity and gratitude is so important, and that's something we lack, you know. And when people are struggling, once you get over that hump and you're able to be able to start to feel a little bit better, look around you and start to have gratitude, I think. You know, I think that's a big thing. I think we lack gratitude in our society, you know. And we mentioned a
Yes.
really good point is that, you know, in our society, our generation was taught to keep everything inside. And that's the biggest problem. And like you said, or take a pill. You know, that's the, you know, and that's still being pushed today. But now people are realizing that there are other holistic ways and other alternative methods in order to heal.
For sure. And also from the yogic perspective, like I've studied yoga and other holistic disciplines for more than 28 years. And yoga was also part of my healing journey.
Yes.
Not yoga as we have seen in the Western part of the world, like with a lot of different and advanced asanas or positions, but true yoga. Yoga means
Yes.
connection, right? To connect with the whole spectra of you that is you, all the shadows, the wounds, et cetera, and all your lights. Because these polarities exist here in the 3D. Where we have our, you know, physical bodies, we live in the matrix in 3D. So
Yes.
here we have, and this it's because for us as souls to experience, you know,
Yeah.
the diversity of life. So that's why these polarities exist. So we have love and we have fear. However, most of us, we are programmed with fear-based programs and programs of lack and scarcity. So just like you're saying, we lack gratitude, we lack confident, we lack trust, we lack this and that because we're not taught, so we're not experienced. So we believe we are in the illusion that life is a struggle, we need to work hard, it's a struggle, etc. But the change that I want to see out there in the collective consciousness, it all starts within me. And this
Yeah.
is what I'm talking about, this metaphor with the garden. And for us in the Western world, from the yogic perspective, we are not rooted, we are not anchored in our bodies. We are living up in the headspace, meaning that we are, you know, in a mental kind of energy, and also in the what I call immature or unconscious masculine energy,
Yes.
also this doing. And when this happens, when we're too much up in our headspace, the energy is depleted from lower chakras. Chakras is like energy centers, and we have
Yes.
more than 80,000 in our bodies. But
Yeah.
yogic therapies are working with the seven biggest, right? So
Yes.
this means that our societies, we are drained, we are depleted from the root chakra. And when we are depleted from our root chakra, we are not at home. We are not, you know, at ease in our bodies because it's
Yes.
so painful to be a human being. We have a lot of shit that is going on, like karma, karmic shit, shit from this lifetime and past lifetimes and from your ancestors.
Yes.
There's a lot of lower vibrational fears and frequencies like fear and lack and scarcity, etc. So it is an intense experience to be in the human body. So that's why we want to move upwards in the ascending flow. And this means that we are disconnected. We are disconnected in body, mind, and soul because we are not grounded. We're not anchored. And this is also a reflection on how we treat ourselves, others, and the planet that we live upon
Yes.
because we are abusing Gaia, Mother Earth, right? And this is only because there's this huge gap. This huge disconnection in ourselves, because most of us, we don't want to do the inner work. We want to have quick fixes or
Yes.
free lunches, or we take a pill to numb ourselves, or
Right.
we take that to distract ourselves. And even being like a workaholic, which is premiered in our countries, right? To be a
Yes.
workaholic, to be good at your work, that is a grave imbalance in the root chakra. That is a grave imbalance, so to speak, that you think that you have to do to be loved instead of
Right.
just be to be loved.
Yes.
So there's these great imbalances in the root chakra. So that's why in my line of work, I also working with the descending flow, with the feminine flow, coming back, you know, moving down the energy from the headspace into the body so you can live from an open heart after you clear out all that shit.
Yes. Now, for people who want to learn how to do this, like, what are some steps, you know, to help people? Because I'm sure there's so many people out there. You know, I've been there, you've been there, and I'm sure there's thousands of other people there. And, you know, but they want to get to that point where they want to be able to balance their chakras. They want to be able to see more clearly. They want to see the light. They want to get out of the gray box. They want to see life in a more brighter zone. What's your suggestions on how people can start getting started and get themselves out of that dark zone and get themselves start to be connected with their inner self and start to align and start to look at life in a brighter, more positive way?
Again, a great question, Stacey. So my own personal and professional experience is actually the more darkness that I transmute, the more access I have to my light. The more lower vibrational programs of fears, lack, and scarcity that I transmute, the more access I have to high states of consciousness. And this is also what I then emit into the collective consciousness. So most of us, we are afraid of the dark, right?
Right.
Whether we call the dark, whether we label it like dark, darkness, whether we name it wound, trauma, etc. But to do, like, you know, shadow work is a necessary part.
Yeah.
To do this change, to do, and the more you dare, because it takes a lot of courage and persistence to use your inner shit. This is so great. You can use your inner shit as manure. You know, you can use it as a manure for a beautiful flower to expand. So you use your darkness, you use your wounds, and here it sounds so simple, but it not might be so easy, but it's very simple. So it comes down to this. Basically, we human beings, we want to be loved, right?
Yes.
We want to be included, and we want to be acknowledged, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But then we put a lot of effort out into the collective consciousness and the outer realities for finding love, finding the true love, or to find acknowledgement or inclusion. Like, oh, see me here, you know, acknowledge me, I'm good, like this. But so we are looking for the wrong things at the wrong places. Again, we need to move inwards and to move through these wounds, these shadows, these layers of shit. So if you find yourself in a dark space, or if you find yourself that you are depressed, it is a really good start, because depressed can mean a deep rest, deep rest for body, mind, and soul. So that means that you have to, one way or another, feel, see, observe, love, acknowledge, and include these intense feelings. And when you do that, that's the healing work. Yes. That's the healing progress. So to even, you know, observe and acknowledge your fears, the qualities of yourself that you're not so proud of. Okay, so I can be very frustrated. I have no patience, etc. But to make sure that even these aspects of yourself are loved, included, and acknowledged.
Right.
And for me personally, I have also experienced many past lifetimes, like reincarnations, in my own healing work. So I have sort of integrated different parts of myself. Like, I remember that I'm a mermaid from one lifetime. So I've integrated this part in my healing journey, because that is also part of who I am, and, you know, where I have access to my inner embodied wisdom.
Yeah.
And I have a white wolf, and I have a character that is called the dark fuck. So there's so many aspects. And we are not only, you know, on a soul level, we are just light. like in different frequencies. But here in the 3D and the matrix, it's so dense, the frequency is so low. So we have each and one of us, we have it within us. So a good way to start is to start to acknowledge it, because we can never change what we're not even aware of, right? So we have to become aware. That is a really good step. And we always, always, always have to work with the body, through the body, because everything is stored in the body. So we need to use the body. It's not like I can sit here and just with my vision board and put it in a bubble and blow it away. No, because it doesn't involve the body. It needs the bodily involvement for it to be embodied, and where we extract the wisdom.
Do you have any like suggestions for people who really want to get in contact with their inner self, their spiritual self, and find out more about their, you know, where they came from, and they find out the roots about, so they can understand themselves in a better way? How can you get in contact with your spiritual self? How can you connect? Is there is there any suggestions for people who really want to connect or even enhance their spiritual level, where they just, you know, they want to be able to be at a higher frequency level, where they're more intuitive, where they're more open to the universe, and they connect with the universe, and maybe even be able to, you know, connect further and deeper into their heart to figure out what's causing their inner pain, you know? Because like, even with the chakras, we have the root, we have the sacral, you know, plexus, that we, and you go further and further, but how do we connect? How do we get that deeper connection?
I love your questions. They're so simple, but again, that's so easy.
Yeah.
So for me, there are multiple ways, right? So I'm a yoga therapist, and this is what I do with people that comes to me. So then I work with the body and with the breath.
Right.
Because the breath, the word breath in Swedish is called andetag, and that literally means to connect with spirit.
Okay.
So most people, when we are stressed, when we are not in our bodies, when we are working a lot, we have a lot of on our plates, etc., etc., we are stressed, and this restricts our breathing patterns, right? And we're not even aware of it, but it limits our breathing. And if our breaths are limited, it means less oxygen in and less toxics out, right?
Yes.
So a restricted breathing always gives a restricted kind of life, one way or another. And it can come to, you know, where you're not at ease, you feel dis-ease. So limiting breathing pattern can cause a lot of diseases. So I work with the body again to heal what's stored in the body. You need to use the body, right?
Yes.
So that is one angle, and on a holistic level. And then I can also work with the karma clearing. I can work from the soul level to clear out what's stored in the body. So I do a karma clearing, and I get all this information like, okay, Stacey, 20 lifetimes ago, you did some really, really bad choices. Because we have all killed somebody, and we have all been killed. And this is really big for people to take in, that we have all been killers and soldiers, and we have all been perpetrators and or victims. And these energies lingers within us, in ourselves, in our DNA, in our inner water. I have a book called Holy Fuck and Sacred Water, The Secret Connections to Everything, where we describe the importance of purifying our own inner water. And so purifying our own inner water from these traumas, wounds, etc., etc., either by like yoga therapy to move deep within you, and also with a karma clearing to read the soul readings where we started to make these negative choices, like 20 lifetimes ago, you, Stacey, or me, Ulrika, started to make negative choices where we killed people. And that has ripple effects that echo through time and space. So just want to, this lady's book, The Sacred Soul, A Divine Evolution Through Time and Space. Here I describe each and one of us, how we are contributing to the mess that we see in the world today. It's our inner mess that is reflected out there.
Yes.
So once we clear it out, we bring that to the table in a high state of frequency. So either you can work, you know, from the soul into the body, through
yes.
the body, or you can work from the body, but always has to need to be holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
I can't with my mind only say like, okay, so put it in a bubble and blow it away, or this is what I call like a spiritual bypass.
Yeah.
And so many people, so many yogic, so many people in alternative medicine are doing spiritual bypass, like think positive, or, you know, and it doesn't work if you don't have access to the grounded feeling within you. It doesn't matter how much positivity you think or you throw around yourself. It needs to be anchored.
Yes.
So again, we need to do the work. And even though that nobody can like heal you, but there are
right.
many of us that can provide tools for self-healing. And, you know, you have been on the path, I have been on the path. So we have been there before you, and we can walk next to you, hold your hand.
Right.
But like healing and happiness is always an inside job, right?
Right.
But then we can have guides and we can have help during different paths of our life journeys. So, and I think that's where you and I can come in and really make people.
Yeah.
As we are also, you know, walk the talk, we are doing what we have experienced ourselves and we know that it's working. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, right?
Right. It's very true. And where can people find your book?
So actually they are on Amazon, but
oh,
I wouldn't
excellent.
recommend. Yeah, no, because Amazon sell books and they keep the money. So I don't know how many books I've sold. I don't get anything from there. I just get photos from people that are happy that I've read my books. So you've actually find the books here on my website, which is www.ulliskarlsson.com. That is ulliskarlsson.com. So there you find them, and I will send them to you.
Excellent. Now, if you had to give some the listeners some takeaways out of the conversation we had today, what are some things that you want them to remember that are very important that could actually help them on their journey to becoming a better, more clear-minded person and with a better life and have a new journey they could look forward to?
Thank you. So there's many things I want to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
So first, you are a free soul and you have a free choice,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And sometimes it might seem easier to be stuck in our comfort zone for the moment, but we all know that there's no growth in the comfort zone. That's why
Right.
it's called the comfort zone.
Yes.
So the soul's evolution is always happening outside the comfort zone. So it's okay to be scared. Just do it anyway. It's okay to feel uncomfortable, so-called, what we have called or labeled uncomfortable emotions,
Yeah.
because it's a good way to start. And it's a good way to start to be depressed.
Right.
If you can turn the intention of the word that you are in a deep rest.
Right.
And always, always, always start with your, you know, awareness of your breathing patterns. There's so much information for each and one of us to gain
Yes.
there. So a lot of my, when I do yoga classes, programs or courses, we do a lot of breathing. And it's not only to calm down the nervous system, because we can calm down the nervous system quite easily. It is
Yeah.
to regulate, because our nervous systems are so much on all the time, on fire, and, you know, the sympathetic nervous system that we need to do.
Yeah.
So we need to regulate our nervous system, not only calm it down, but to regulate it so it will
Yes.
be regulated. And we have access to the parasympathetic nervous system much more. So I hope there were some things for you to ponder upon or reflect upon. Your breathing.
Yes.
Are you in a dark space? And first, and also, we also have to become aware, of our own bullshit that we're telling ourselves and that we are learned from others. So
Yes.
it takes a lot of courage to see through all of this.
Yes, it does. But once you do, it's a whole new life. It's like the hump is hard, getting over the hump. But once you get over that hump, it's just a beautiful tranquil feeling. It's just, you know, once you are able to get over it, and it's not easy and it could be very painful. It usually is. But once you get over it, it's just
exactly.
Life has changed for you, and you just see everything in a whole new way. It's an amazing feeling. And like you said,
it takes time, and you need to be courage. And the word courage, I love this, because the word courage comes from the French word la coeur, which means the heart. So if you are afraid, you do it anyway. That's courage, because we wouldn't be afraid if, you know, we would do it if we weren't afraid. So do be afraid and do it anyway. But to become aware is like the really first. And so the metaphor you just did with the hump, so we can choose to stay on the comfort zone, you know, on one side of the hump, or we can allow our soul to guide us, to nudge us, because it does all the time. We're filled with information, but we can choose if we want to listen, and we have the free choice, this free soul, to move over that hump. And as you say, life is not free from like conflicts or strong or intense emotions. You just know how to navigate them.
Exactly.
And so I have like a year-long program that I also call Master Yourself, because there's so many energies. We are energetic beings.
Yes.
So many layers of us, different energies, different polarities, and to have all the tools to be your own master in your own life.
Yes.
Then you are, you know, on the beautiful side of the other side of the hump.
Yes, 100%. Now, you're a published author, but you have other services. Like, what other services do you offer?
So I have 1 year long programs, as I just mentioned, Master Yourself. I have these beautiful life transformational readings, karma clearings in the Akashic Record. I do healing private and in classes. So tantra, yoga therapy. So it's like a smorgasbord. So depending on who's sitting in front of me, and you know, this person wants to start with a karma clearing and then, you know, to clear out the inner shit, or do we start with the body and to be aligned with the soul?
Right.
So I have on my website, Ullis Karlsson, ullis.com. I have many different sessions there, also for couples, a session that I call Flow and Spark, to find a new connectedness and intimacy between oneself and each other.
Excellent.
So everything just aims for us to be more aligned.
Yes.
With an open heart, and there with an increased consciousness.
I love it. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. I thank you so much for being on the show, and I hope to have you back. And this has been amazing. You have brought so much knowledge to the table, and really, you know, helped opening people's eyes and even my eyes to different ways of looking at things and different ways of approaching things to improve your overall life, and, you know, ways to get out of, you know, very dark zones. You know, some people, you know, they just don't know how to get out of it. And some people are just, they just don't feel worthy enough, or some people just get to the point where they just can't deal with it anymore. But using a lot of the techniques and the strategies you mentioned today, you know, there is hope. There is a way. There is a way to improve your life. You know, it's our choice. And, you know, by working and doing constructive strategies and tools and implementing them into your life, you know, wonderful things could happen. And, you know, like we mentioned, connecting the mind, the body, and the spirit together does wonders. It really makes you look at life in a whole different way. So I thank you so much for coming on the show and really bringing light to the table, because sometimes people see things in the gray box and they don't really sometimes see things on the outside of how things can change, but using different techniques that could be actually more rewarding, and the outcome could be actually even stronger.
And I'm happy. So thank you, Stacey, for having me. I love to talk to you. You had great questions. And also, thank you who are listening. And if there's like one word, you know, that I'm saying, or one sentence, then I have, you know, paid it forward. It's like a ripple effect, because when I was depressed and suicidal, I heard something on Oprah Winfrey show. And that day I didn't commit suicide. So if there's like one thing that I'm saying, then it's, you know, karma and paying it forward. So I'm happy. So yeah, I would love to be back. And thank you so much for having me, Stacey.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show. You have a great day.
You too.